Can you tame them?
Yeah, they'll finally come in and break in and be tamed.
Mm-hmm. The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
They're bleating for the mother.
Uh-huh. What about the noise that a cow makes?
She's lowing for a calf.
Uh-huh. What about when she's hungry? What does she do?
Well, she'll low when she's hungry, too.
Uh-huh. What noise does a horse make?
Well, a cow.
Uh-huh. You'd say that he does what?
Man.
Uh-huh. What about the gentle sound that he makes? Maybe when he recognizes you.
A horse, ain't uh-huh. They won't make no sound. Well, not some of them will. A regular, genuine pet horse or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can go out and call him, he'll answer you.
Mm-hmm.
And come right on to you.
You say he neighs when he answers you?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear saying a horse whickers or laughs? Or?
Well, it's all the same thing. And speaking of a horse, he whickers or he neighs.
How would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Caw.
How would you call a calf?
A what?
A calf.
A calf, would be the same way. Come here, little fella. Caw, come here.
Uh-huh. What about a horse?
Well, you call a horse. The main way to call a horse is to whistle.
Mm-hmm.
You whistle. If that horse has been used to coming to you,
mm-hmm.
he'd come right on to you.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were milking a cow and you wanted her to stand still so you could milk her? What would you say to her?
So.
Mm-hmm. How would you get her to move her leg back?
Well, just put your hand on her hip and she'll step it back for you after she gets used to you milking her.
Mm-hmm. You don't tell her anything?
Back your leg.
Uh-huh. And when you're plowing to get a horse to turn left, you tell
G.
him? G is left.
Haw is right.
Uh-huh.
And G is left.
What about to start him? You tell him?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Ooh.
And to back him up?
Back up.
How would you call sheep?
Hmm?
How would you call sheep?
I don't know. I never have any sheep.
What about chickens?
Well, you just call them chickens. Chick. Come on, get your supper. Breakfast or whatever it is.
What about hogs?
Woof!
Huh?
Pull them that away. You get out there and call hogs.
Uh-huh.
Just make a noise of woof!
Uh-huh.
And now when you hear that call, he'll come to you.
Uh-huh.
And if he's used to you.
Mm-hmm. The inside part of a cherry.
Uh-huh.
Of a cherry.
Cherry?
Uh-huh.
That's a seed, a heart.
Uh-huh. What about in a peach?
Same thing. Kernel.
The kernel or the seed is the same thing?
Yeah.
What about the part inside the seed? That little smooth thing you know?
That's where you get your next cherry tree from.
Mm-hmm.
You take that and plant it, and it'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's the germ
mm-hmm.
that comes up from the cherry.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of. That's the...
Clingstone.
What about the other kind?
Freestone.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Dried apples.
Do you ever hear them called snits?
No, always heard them called dried apples.
Mm-hmm.